When You React to Stress by Connie Soto. Fight or flight is a natural instinct. It is a response to a perceived threat. Physical or psychological, your natural defense will protect you against any kind of threat. The demands of everyday life can be full of frustrations. Learning to cope is important in any situation. When you have to deal with someone who is simply being a jerk, consider the source. To get upset provides no perks. A necessary part of life is change. It is inevitable that life will never stay the same. Accepting change is important for us to do. It can impact our well-being, which can make a difference for us too. Physical changes occur when you react to stress. Increased strength and stamina is necessary to help us deal with all the uneasiness. Concentration is enhanced when stress is high. This increased attention can help to get us by. Sometimes the added pressure can give us the ability to do our best. Sometimes it works to our advantage, providing challenges that makes us grow, which can ensure success. Individuals react differently to different levels of stress. Particular strategies and techniques to cope seem to be a little more effective than some of the rest. For the issues that are out of our control, we need to learn to make them impact us a little less. Confidence with a positive attitude can increase our chances to handle this kind of stress. Effective strategies need to be implemented for your emotional well-being. The alternative can be diminished health with little or no self-esteem. Stress has a way of creeping up on us, making it feel normal in many ways. We may not be able to resolve it, but we can change our reaction to it even if it does not go away. Your response has to change. Your thoughts and reactions to seek out others who care for you is part of your protection. To set limits or even to say no is not always easy. It seems to be a little hard to learn. To decrease stress, it is necessary. Working at it one day at a time helps to keep things from going wrong. How else could you manage emotional resilience that is strong?